Telemachus, your mind and judgment are no longer sound. While still a boy, you managed more discreetly, but now, when you are grown and come to man's estate, and any stranger would call you the son of a man of worth if he observed your height and beauty, now, mind and judgment are not trusty any more. For only see what happened in the hall. You let this stranger be maltreated there. And what will be thought if a stranger seated within our house should meet with harm through brutal handling? Shame and disgrace would come on you from all men. Then answered her discreet Telemachus, Mother, I do not blame you for your anger. Yet in my heart I know and fully understand the right and wrong. Before I was a child, and I am not always able now to see what wise ways are. For the suitors disconcert me, coming on every side with wicked plans while I have none to help. However, the quarrel of Iris and the stranger turned out in no wise to the suitor's mind. In strength the stranger proved the better man. Ah, Father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, would that the suitors in our halls might, beaten, hang their heads, some in the yard, some in the house, and so their limbs be loosed, as that same Iris at the courtyard gate now sits and hangs his head, like a man drunk and cannot stand straight on his feet, nor go off home. Wherever that may be, because his limbs are loose. So they converse together. But now Eurymachus addressed Penelope. Daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope, if all Achaeans in Iasian Argos could behold you now, more suitors would be feasting in your halls tomorrow. For you excel all womankind in beauty, height, and balanced mind within. Then answered him, heedful Penelope, Eurymachus, all excellence of mine in face or form the immortals took away the day the Argive host took ship for Ilius, and with them went my lord Odysseus. If he would come and tend this life of mine, greater would be my fame and fairer then. Now I am in distress, such woes God thrusts on me. Oh, when he went and left his native land, holding my hand, my right hand, by the wrist, he said, Wife, I do not think the male Achaeans will all come back from Troy safe and unharmed. For they say the Trojans are good fighters, hurlers of spears, drawers of bows, and riders on swift horses, such men as soon decide the struggle of uncertain war. Therefore I do not know if God will bring me back, or if I shall be captured there in Troy. On you must rest the care of all things here. Be mindful of my father and my mother here at home, as you are now, and even more when I am gone. And when you see our son, a bearded man, then marry whom you will, and leave the house now yours. Such were his words, and all now nears its end. The night will come when a detested marriage falls on doomed me, whom Zeus has stripped of fortune. One bitter vexation, too, touches my heart and soul. This never was the way with suitors heretofore. They who will woo a lady of rank, a rich man's daughter, rivaling one another, bring oxen and sturdy sheep to feast the maiden's friends, and give rich gifts besides. They do not, making no amends, devour another's substance.